Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. And in the last hour, we've been airing, for the first time, an interview between Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson of the Daily Caller. Also, you'll see him as a commentator on many, many mainstream media programs. It was a very good interview. It's now up on YouTube. If you missed any of it, check it out there. Alex offers Tucker Carlson the red pill, gave him a lot of evidence about Building 7 and a lot of things, a lot of testimony from various people. They also talked about the trade-off between liberty and security. Are people willing to accept that trade-off? Of course, we've talked about that many times. If you give up your liberty for the promise of security, not only are you going to not get that security, you never get security when you give up your liberty. You just become a slave. Slaves do not have security. So to whatever degree you're going to take that deal, that's the degree you're going to be a slave. But we've had a lot of people hanging on. Just before we started airing that interview, we were talking about CPAC and the various speakers who've been presenting there, the Republican Party. What does that tell us about the state of the Republican Party? What does that tell us about possible presidential candidates? What are people saying there? Well, I wanted to get your comments. We've had several people that have been hanging on for quite some time. We've got Janet in Massachusetts, Clinton, Ohio, many others. Let's go to Janet in Massachusetts. You've been hanging for a long time. Janet, what did you want to say about CPAC?
Hi, David. Thanks so much. It's really an honor to talk to you. I love the nightly news, you and Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo. And that was an amazing interview. I don't know how Tucker Carlson can't take that seriously.
Exactly.
But anyway, his caller that you had about an hour ago, Julio, I agree with him on almost everything. I was a Ron Paul supporter, too. And CPAC was, you know, sort of ho-hum. And it seems like, you know, it's business as usual. The rhinos and the neocons are in charge. Chris Christie took the easy way out by blasting the Democrats, you know, and the crowd cheers. Like the Republicans are so great. Last thing we need is more division, and I'm hopeful about Ted Cruz's message to abolish the IRS. At least that's getting out. And I would like to suggest that you have Michael Tellinger on. Are you familiar with him?
No, I'm not.
He started something called the Ubuntu Movement, and he's running for president of South Africa. His platform is we should do away with our current economic system, money. I mean, it's not about a new world order currency, but he says money is what's enslaving us, and we need to find common ground and stop alienating each other. So I'm hopeful. I think we've got a long way to go to even get there, but at least people are talking about it, and at least Ted Cruz is trying to get rid of the IRS. God bless him.
Yes, yes, that's very true. It certainly is about the money. We believe that this is being run by the banks and the people who are going to profit from this, military-industrial complex, or the insurance companies that are writing Obamacare. It's always fundamentally about the money, and these people who have absolutely no regard for human life. You know, it was very interesting in that interview with Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson was talking about how his father used to be involved with Voice of America, and he said he was very disturbed when he learned that Voice of America was now going to be allowed to broadcast in the United States, just like we should all be concerned that the NSA and the CIA have now turned their gaze from foreign enemies abroad to domestic surveillance. But this is nothing new. We were warned about this by James Madison. You know, he said the means of defense against foreign danger have historically, he said this 200 years ago, have historically become the instruments of tyranny at home. Do you understand that? The way that they always turn the means of defense abroad into tyranny at home. That's why they forbade to have a standing army. That's why they wanted a militia that would defend their homes like the Swiss people. That's something we all have to be concerned about, and I agree with you. I think for Ted Cruz to come out and say that we need to abolish the IRS is stating the obvious. There's a lot of support for that. It was a very courageous move for him to make as a politician, however, because that is a very powerful, entrenched lobby. But we can all see how corrupt that is. Let's go to Clint in Ohio. Clint, what do you want to... Well, let's wait, because we're coming up to a break. So we're going to go to Clint in Ohio. We've got a lot of other callers who have been on the phone. Josh in Missouri, Hector in New Jersey, who have been waiting for quite some time. So we're going to get right back to you right after the break. We're going to talk about CPAC and what the conservatives are saying. Is there any hope for America there? Well, stay tuned. We'll talk to other people and see what they think.
Yeah. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here live in studio. And last hour we had an amazing interview between Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson of the Daily Caller. You can now see that on YouTube if you missed any of it. If you missed all of it, you can still see that on YouTube. We've just put that up there, the Alex Jones channel. And we've also got an article that's just breaking now from Paul Joseph Watson. It's on the Drudge Report. Homeland Security used intercepted emails to quiz a woman about her sex life. Now, the ACLU is now filing a lawsuit on her behalf. She was a senior lecturer at Indiana University, confronted by the Department of Homeland Security officials after the federal agency obtained copies of her emails and began quizzing her about the details of her sex life. And she went to the airport with a friend who's a Greek national, and the Customs and Border Protection officers came after her, questioned her. She wasn't trying to enter or leave. It was never a question about her citizenship. And she wasn't trying to go in or out of the country. She wasn't accused of any crime. They're just confronting her with questions about her private sex life. This is the surveillance state that we all live under. This is how it can come down on anybody for any reason. You can have a false positive, and they can come down on you. Even though you're not committing a crime, they can make you a person of interest. They can get very interested in you. We need to be interested in them. Just as I mentioned before the break, in that interview between Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones, Tucker mentioned that his father had worked for Voice of America, and he was very upset to see the Voice of America, the NSA, the CIA, which were organizations that were set up to look at foreign enemies of the United States being turned domestically to surveil American citizens against the prohibitions against that. There were prohibitions for them to do that. Now, of course, they've lifted that formally for the Voice of America. That in and of itself is troubling. But the fact that the NSA and the CIA don't have a brief to do that is very troubling. We've had whistleblowers like William Binney and many others who have resigned and blown the whistle about that and talked about how concerned they are. We had William Binney on this show talking about how he had spent a lifetime as the chief technical officer globally for the NSA and how he had watched societies like East Germany and Russia, how totalitarian societies operate. And he said, we now have a police state in this country. We need to be very concerned about this. It's not about protecting us from foreign enemies. And as we pointed out, 200 years ago, James Madison said, historically, the defense of foreign enemies has always been turned into domestic tyranny at home. The same things that we use to fight foreign enemies come back to haunt us. And now we see that in spades. He saw it going back historically. He knew that was the nature of power. He knew that was the nature of governments. We have now experienced that because we would not learn from history. We are now experiencing it ourselves. But I want to take your calls about CPAC because one of the things we're concerned about, is there anybody going to pick up the challenge to the police state, to the surveillance state, to the continuous wars? Is somebody in the Republican Party going to pick up that mantle? Will anybody in the Democrat Party pick up that mantle? Good question. I don't know. We've got CPAC started yesterday, and we've had people holding on the phone to tell us what they think about the speakers there. We've got Clint in Ohio who's been hanging on for a long time. Clint, what do you think about what's going on at CPAC?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Knight. Well, my point is it seems like the more we get involved in other people's issues and freedom, like what's going on in Russia, you know, that's none of our business right now. But anyways, my point is the more we get involved in theirs, the less we're involved in ours. Everybody's been brainwashed that this is the greatest country in the world. Well, they haven't been looking at the current numbers. Right now, we're 37th in health care. We're 12th in economic freedom. And it seems like the more they make us look outward, the more rights they take inward. And I hope that this new Libertarian Party spends the first 4 years repealing all these laws and executive orders and stuff that has been put in place to oppress us, and then spends the next 4 years trying to get the economics up, because after the first part goes down, the second part will rise. That's like the Free Trade Act. That's what totally demolished this country.
Well, it remains to be seen. We hope that there's going to be a rising libertarian faction. There certainly is a neocon faction that is pushing back against that. And we've seen a lot of people from John Bolton to Marco Rubio saying that we still need to be the world's policemen. We need to be engaged. And according to them, that means that we need to get involved in every conflict around the world, including getting involved with Russia and the Ukraine, as Obama is doing. How is that making us safer? It's not. And yet they're complaining that Obama's not doing enough. Obama's doing way too much in that area. You know, when he put out an executive order in the last couple of days blocking anybody who is critical of what's going on in Ukraine, critical of the new government in Ukraine, he blocked those people from coming into the country. One of the things he said is, we don't want people who are going to undermine democracy in the Ukraine. Well, how about people like him, who undermine democracy in America? What do we do about that? What are the Republicans going to do about that? Do they even care, or are they just going to play to their same base and the same issues? Now, yesterday we heard something a little bit different. Let's play this clip from Ted Cruz. He said something that you haven't really heard the Republicans say very much. He had a couple of things to say. Let's play that short clip.
Now, I do have to start with a bit of bad news this morning. I'm sorry to tell you that by virtue of your being here today, tomorrow morning, each and every one of you is going to be audited by the IRS. How many of y'all have your cell phones? I'm going to ask you to please leave them on. I want to make sure President Obama hears everything I had to say this morning. We need to abolish the IRS.
That's right. When the IRS is openly auditing political enemies, remember, that was what Richard Nixon got impeached for, and he should have been impeached. Well, we see the IRS doubling down on that. We see the IRS and Obama unashamed about the fact that they've been caught doing this. That is the corruption that we see coming from this institution, as well as using the IRS as the enforcement arm for Obamacare, hiring, I think it was 17,000 new IRS agents in order to get Obamacare, the burden of that new tax, according to the Supreme Court, on us. I hope that things will change. I hope we get to the point where, you know, he was throwing these things out as kind of a joke. You know, he says, I want you to leave all your cell phones on because I want Obama to hear every word of what I've got to say. And they laughed. And he meant that as kind of a lighthearted joke. I don't want to take it too seriously. But you know what? When people can no longer laugh at that, when they get angry about the prospect of that, then they will really understand how dangerous this is. William Binney and other people at the NSA, William Binney had worked for decades for the NSA. He was a top technical person at the NSA. He knows exactly where this leads. He was angry. He put his life on the line. He put his career on the line, his pension. All these guys who were whistleblowers for the NSA, they all did that. They take it very seriously. They understand how important this is. But the American public, even though people are talking about it, they still don't understand exactly how important that is. Let's go to Josh, Missouri. Josh, what do you think about these CPAC speeches that you've seen?
Hi, David. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Yes, Marco Rubio was talking about a new American century, and it's funny how that's the exact same document where they mention a new Pearl Harbor so we can get into these, you know, wars overseas and all this. So it just seems like a lot of these, you know, mainline Republicans are serving the same agenda about getting us into war and stuff. And I think that people really need to get behind Ted Cruz because at least he's trying to stand for liberty, trying to stand for the Constitution, and trying to stand for something that will make a change in this, you know, country. It's just craziness what's going on.
That's right. He's been unafraid to call it what it is. He's called these actions evil. He's talking about actually doing something that's really going to make a change. You know, people don't realize it, but you can actually get rid of the income tax, and you don't really have to roll the government back very far in order to make up for the loss of revenue, because most of the money that we're funding this government on is borrowed money from future generations. People don't realize that, but the IRS has never been fundamentally about revenue. It's always been about controlling you. Whether they're using it as a political enemies list, whether they're coming after Tea Party groups, or whether they're just putting out these carrot and stick policies to control your individual behavior, to make you buy this or engage in that activity and not engage in this other activity, whether they're trying to steer you in different ways because there are people, large companies that have come to Congress and said, we want you to steer people to buy products from our industry. That's what it's always been used for. It's always been used as an instrument of control. It's always also been there as a very dark instrument of control against political enemies. It's just now the mask has come off. They're no longer afraid. They're no longer intimidated by the laws. We've got a president who does whatever he wishes. And even people who would agree with him on some of his policy positions are very concerned about the way he's conducting himself and the fact that he's become a dictator. People like Jonathan Turley have said that. We see Mark Udall worried about the CIA, and we see the CIA coming back against Senate Intelligence Committee staffers. And in what Mark Udall said is an unprecedented move, doing the same thing to the Senate Intelligence Committee staffers that they've historically done to whistleblowers. When somebody exposes their criminal actions, what do? They come after those people personally. They intimidate them. That's why you do not want to let the government have access to everybody's information. Thank you, Josh, Missouri. Let's go to Hector in New Jersey. Hector, are you still there? Let's go to Raymond in Kentucky. Raymond.
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Go ahead. What do you think about CPAC?
I'm just now really starting to get into being awakened, you know, thanks to Alex Jones and everything. So my question is, like, when he speak and you speak, and when y'all say, like, globalists, who are, like, the top globalists, the most dangerous people right now behind the scenes that are calling shots?
Well, we've got the, you can see what's happening if you look at the people who are fostering and funding this revolution in the Ukraine. Hang on, we'll be right back. We'll talk about that a little bit more right after the break. Stay tuned.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Who has the perfect piece of gear for your bushcraft pack or bug-out bag?
CanteenShop.com.
Want to be able to start a fire in any weather?
CanteenShop.com.
Need a well-built, handcrafted knife that'll be passed down for generations? Get to CanteenShop.com for the best selection of high-quality, hand-picked gear from over 20 small U.S. businesses and big-name brands to bring you the best that the bushcraft survival world has to offer. CanteenShop.com. What's missing?
What's missing from your kit?
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Now, this half hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by My Patriot Supply. You know, we're seeing attacks on our freedom like we've never seen them before. But we can secure our independence by breaking free from the confines of their systems of control. The path to liberty starts with attaining a level of self-reliance. My Patriot Supply is a home of a wide variety of survival products, including the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage products. It's delicious, nutritious, and prepares in minutes. Patriot Pantry offers amazing variety, great taste, and it's packaged to last for up to 25 years. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today to experience their top-rated customer service, top-quality products, incredibly reasonable prices, the products you need, the service you expect, the price you can afford. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. Now, you know, coming up in the next segment, we're going to have a special report about estrogen mimickers. Do you even know what they are? Do you know how to block them? We're going to talk about how you can using natural herbs coming up in the next segment. But right now we're taking some calls about CPAC and other things. We just had a caller. Are you still there, Raymond, in Kentucky?
Yes, I'm here.
You would just ask me, you know, who are the globalists? Well, you know, if you want to know who the globalists are, look at the money. Follow the money. Look at the 1% of the 1% that go to Bilderberg, for example, or to the Council on Foreign Relations. Look at the people who run those organizations, people like Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski. These are the guys who essentially ran the Nixon and Carter administrations. But you've got people who are profiting from the military-industrial complex, the people who are writing Obamacare, the insurance companies who want to profit from that. There is this, some people will call it a crony capitalism, but it's actually much more than that. And I would suggest that you take a look at the history of the Bilderberg Group as well as CFR. You know, Bilderberg, the very first meeting, they plotted the European Union and the Euro. That was when they began, and we now have some of the notes of those meetings. For the longest time, going well into the 1990s, people would say that the Bilderberg Group didn't even exist. Well, now we know that they exist. We follow them around. Other reporters follow them around, and we do get leaks from time to time as to what they're talking about. But if you want to take a look at who the globalists are, start with that list as it's leaked. That's a good place to start. Let's go to thanks for calling, Raymond. Does that answer your question?
Pretty much. I just always hear people always complain about Obama this and he done this and done that, but I know that it's other people probably behind him just calling shots, and I feel like they need to be brought out, and, you know.
Absolutely. You know, I said earlier in the show, if you want to really see what's going on, look at the fact that up against Obama, they put John McCain. Now, I'm sure John McCain was really excited. He thought maybe he really had a chance, but they had that thing so skewed. I mean, they put a young, energetic black guy who could offer hope for real positive change. They put him up against this old, tired, angry white guy who was a fossil of the establishment for generations. Everybody knew he was going to keep things exactly the way they were. It was rigged from the very beginning, but look at what's happened after Obama becomes president and John McCain is still there. He's the one that's going around to the places where they're trying to foster unrest and wars. He's going to meet with Al-Qaeda in Syria. It's John McCain who goes to meet with the neo-Nazis in the Ukraine. I mean, he's part of that group. He's doing their bidding. It's an insider club. They have the guys who are president. They're really doing the bidding of these guys who really have the money there. Well, thank you, Raymond. Let's go to another Raymond in Illinois. Raymond. Illinois, are you there?
Yes. Yes, sir, I am. And this is in regards to what you're talking about. I don't think we should be the police of the world. And I have a quote here that I wrote down by Thomas Jefferson. The people of every country are the only guardians of their own rights and are the only instruments which can be used for their destruction. It is an axiom in my mind that our liberty can never be safe but in the hands of the people themselves, that too, of the people with a certain degree of instruction.
That's right. That's right. We see over and over again the U.S. trying to support the idea that we go abroad seeking monsters to destroy, saying that we're going to give democracy to these people. They need to get it for themselves. We need to fix it here at home first. Why don't we fix what's wrong with America before we start trying to fix everybody else's problem, don't you think?
You're absolutely correct, sir.
Well, thank you, Raymond in Illinois. Let's go to Frank in Nebraska. Frank?
Oh, happy Friday.
yeah.
About that CPAC, well, Marco Rubio has been visited quite several times and is very much, excuse me, in cahoots with Mr. Dick Cheney.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's also in with McCain and with Lindsey Miss Graham out of South Carolina. You see him in agreement with them on immigration as well as on the neocon foreign policy. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We've got a special report coming up about estrogen mimickers. You need to understand how that affects your health and the health of your family. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex today, and we've been talking to callers about CPAC. What do they think about the speeches that they've seen there? Do they see any changes in the Republican Party? Does it look like the leaders are starting to recognize that the people have basically had it with wars? That's a losing position to say that you're going to now be the policeman of the 21st century worldwide. It looks like there's a lot of conservatives like Marco Rubio who don't get that, although we see some positive stuff coming from people like Marco Rubio, and we have a speech coming up this afternoon from Rand Paul. Hopefully there'll be some hope there that we'll have somebody that we can support in the upcoming election. We have to get engaged and involved early. I still believe that most of the change is going to come at the local level. We need to stop looking for a savior that's going to make everything right at the national level, but it's still very important. I think it's interesting at CPAC we see that Mitch McConnell, who really does represent the old school Republican establishment, he brought a gun to CPAC, and he walks in, holds a gun over his head. It looks like it's a flintlock rifle. And they said that the moment that he held that up was the only time that the audience cheered loudly during his 5 minutes on stage. I think they were cheering the gun and not Mitch McConnell. And that's the problem with the Republican Party. If they're going to exclude the Tea Party group, if they're going to exclude libertarians who want limited government, they're going to find themselves as the minority party. We have to change the complexion of at least one of these parties. Hopefully we can get people on the Democrat side as well. So we're going to take some more of your calls. Hector in New Jersey has been hanging on for quite some time. We're going to come back to him. If you want to call in, it's 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. What do you see? What do you make out of these speeches that we see coming out of CPAC? Now, right now I want to play for you a very important investigative report. Do you know what estrogen mimickers are? Do you know how to block them? Even more importantly, do you know how to block them using natural herbs? That's a very important question for your health and for the health of your family. You know, we support this operation with the products that we sell that help you to take control of the self-reliance of your family. It's a win-win situation for both of us. But whether or not you buy our products, you really need to understand the threat to your health, the threat to your family's health that estrogen mimickers present. So here's this special report.
Yeah, over the last couple of months, I've been doing a lot of eating over the holidays, and I don't know, for some reason my I've been slightly depressed, and this has actually helped out a lot. And
well, you hadn't told me that.
Well, Gucci already noticed that I wasn't my usual self, and
yeah,
actually, this to try out. I'm telling you, it's I'm already starting to feel a whole lot better.
And he did say, you know, I'm trying to go back into the gym and everything.
Yeah,
I said, well, just try this, and he was like, well, I don't know, you know, is it good? And I said, yeah, give it a try.
This is completely candid. You weren't even going to be.
No, I wasn't even going to be in this.
Okay, well, Shane was just saying, wow, this stuff's really great after like 4 or 5 days. Now you're telling me, you mentally, what did it do?
I'm a lot sharper, definitely, and I'm in a whole lot better mood, and I'm actually wanting to go do some like before pictures to see what over like the next 4 or 5 weeks we'll do.
So you're really gonna do?
I'm really gonna do this.
Okay, because you know I've known you since high school. You're on the gun show with us,
mm-hmm.
And I'm just glad that Gucci already gave you a bottle of that. No, but I was interrupting you earlier. What did you immediately feel when you were doing it, and why do you want to do this?
Well, I was actually just trying it out. I wasn't really expecting anything from it, and after probably 3 or 4 days. It like I was in a better mood and I was, you know, wanting to go to the gym.
Steiner, we're going to see what happens in a month and in 2 months. Any final thoughts? And we're doing this.
I guess I'm going to have to start going to the gym now.
The video you just saw was shot on Anthony Gucciardi's iPhone 5 5 weeks ago, and it was totally impromptu. We were talking about the rave reviews we were getting from listeners and viewers about super male vitality. And my friend Shane Steiner, who does a gun show with us, was here, and he's a fitness enthusiast and was getting ready to hit it really hard in the gym again. And he said, you know what, let me try it. I mean, I'm sure your products are good, but let's see what it really does. And so I said, fine, let's shoot a video on the iPhone. You know, you have a big effect. You have to promise to come in and endorse it. Well, a couple weeks later, he says, man, that stuff really works. 5 weeks later, he's like, all the trainers at the gym want it. What the hell is in it? Well, we're going to talk about that today, but bottom line, it is concentrated organic herbs and other compounds, cold-pressed and then purified, and that's why I can only personally take half the dose. Now, I've been doing mainly cardio, and even my high-stress life, everybody can see I've lost some weight and gotten a lot healthier. It just helps me work out, jog further, everything. It's done wonders. But joining us to talk about it is Anthony Gucciardi, who helped develop it with Dr. Griff. Anthony heads up one of the largest health sites in the world, Natural Society, also the news site, StoryLeak.com. And, of course, Shane Steiner is a good friend of mine since high school. And it's just exciting to see the dramatic results that he's gone through in just 5 weeks. He's going to be back in here with us again in another 5 weeks to see what the supermale vitality has done. Shane, thanks for being the guinea pig, buddy.
Hey, you know what? I was telling Gucciardi that had we not been friends, I probably wouldn't have tried it. I mean, because I've tried every supplement that there is on the market, but as soon as I started taking the Super Male Vitality, I was in the gym, you know, I would work out twice as long, and twice as hard. And so I started handing it out to trainers and stuff at the gym, and they are like calling me, asking me like, "Hey, can you give me some more?" So it's really helping out. I take this first thing in the morning, and it gives me a pick me up, and it doesn't get me wired like coffee does, but it gives me a mental boost.
Well, I mean, we only brought out 3 products in 8 months. That's because I went to all the experts. We're still trying to find more products. We just can't find something good enough. I mean, most people cut corners. We could put $1 worth of stuff in a bottle and sell it like the big brands do. This stuff's costing us like $10, $15, $20 a bottle just to get the raw herbs and then concentrate them. We've gone the extra miles to bring people the best. But, again, it's not just for weightlifting. It's not just for overall health we found. It really is vitality. What's happening here?
Well, you know, we could talk about the research for 5 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours. So there's voluminous amounts of research as to what's going on here, the natural production of testosterone, all of it. But I actually wanted to segue into something Shane told me yesterday. He called me up because, again, he was just supposed to come in today to take some photos. This all is spur-of-the-moment stuff because we were amazed by his testimonial. But I was particularly moved by his friend's testimonial because it reinforces this reality that we are helping people with this product. And it is about the high-quality ingredients.
Wait a minute. Are you allowed to tell the story?
Well, are you okay with it? Your friend who took it with...
Okay. Yeah, of course.
I hope it's okay to talk about it. But Shane told me yesterday, he called me up and he said, "Hey, man, you know, I've been taking this, going to the gym and taking it in the gym for, you know, physical reasons and everything. But my friend, who's really into powerlifting and all of that, he said, 'Hey, I want some of that because I can see the gains, the muscle gains you're having.' But ultimately, he went home and he was texting him. He forwarded me some of the texts about how his fiance is really actually the one who's mostly impressed with Supernova Vitality. The sex life, he said, was just like totally bombshell, and that the physical attributions within the gym and everything, increased strength, all that, were great, but it was really at home where it was making a difference. And that's awesome. You know, if someone's life can be enhanced in multiple ways through this.
Well, that's what's exciting is, and again, folks, I just challenge viewers out there, get a bottle. You're supporting the InfoWar, libertarian, constitutional free speech, Second Amendment, property rights, family. You're supporting this media organization that self-funds. We're not like MSNBC that gets stimulus money or NPR that gets tax money. We're funded by viewers like you buying the high-quality products. I know if you'll just try it. We've not had any bad reviews of this product. People are going, "Whoa, I've tried other supplements. They didn't do this. What is this?" Well, what it is Supermel Vitality.
And look, and again,
let's just say it's barbarian juice.
And again, you know, because we're friends, I tried it, and I can't tell you how happy I am that I can honestly say, like, you know, I'll stand behind this 100%.
People should check it out for themselves because it's not a joke. I mean, it's real.
You would think that something that allows you to go out and work out really intense, you know, would make you like on edge all day. It actually makes me feel really mellow when I take it. I can think clearly and I can go in and work out, but I just overall just feel better, and it helps me sleep better as well.
Guys, I want to get back to the aphrodisiac effect of this because, I mean, let's not lie to people. There's a lot of chemical stuff out there that does the same thing but has a lot of side effects. This, quite frankly, has a bigger effect on women. And before we started shooting this today, you were saying your buddy's issue was, though, is he's all crazed and fired up now.
Mm-hmm.
And she was asking, is there something for me? The truth is, this is even better for women when it comes to libido, is what we found. You have to try it yourselves out there, folks.
Basically, the environment is polluted with estrogen and estrogen mimickers. We're hit on a daily basis, including women. The maintaining of hormone balance is key. If you have proper hormone balance, you're going to have a high libido.
Yeah, that's what group says. It just makes you go back into what you're supposed to be like.
Exactly. If this was 1,000 years ago, we'd all be like that.
And nothing increases libido like testosterone. I mean, that's what makes men. When I really knew that it was making a difference is when I would go into the gym and would forget to take it, and I would just be kind of out of it and thinking, what is my deal today? And then I would remember. That's why I keep in the truck, because I always forget it sometimes, and I'd run up the truck, take a couple dropfuls, and then it's on.
And as folks can see on screen, there he is 5 weeks ago, Shane Steiner, and there he is 5 weeks later, photos taken today. We've got about half the office has been on it for about 8 weeks or so, and I've gotten nothing but positive reviews from everyone and the callers of the show. I've just been honest with me, with my physiology and whatever. that I'm sure it's because I'm hormonally unbalanced or something. It's doing something with it. I'm just telling the folks that they need to, you know, obviously go slow with it because it's, I mean, we're not selling placebo Kool-Aid here. Mm-hmm. This is hardcore herbs. And this is not a game.
Yeah, you may need to only take one dropper full. I've taken root extracts before.
It's the root inside of it.
And they've been horrible tasting.
You know why? This is glycerin organic based.
Usually they'll say mix with juice or some other drink so that you can fire it down. This, you can just take it right in your mouth.
Straight in the dropper.
And so, yeah, that's another great point about it.
The thing about this is it is a clear liquid, but it does have some grit from the real root. And when you taste it, you can taste, if you read the ingredients and you actually research it, you can individually select every single one of the ingredients and taste them. You know, most supplements, in fact, will have, there's a real number and a number they put it in. So, for example, they can say that it's 2 milligrams of vitamin C. Now, to get that 2 milligrams of vitamin C, you might have to put 10 milligrams of vitamin C to actually yield 2 milligrams of vitamin C. This is the real deal. This is a real balanced formula with all the right amounts inside. And it's no joke. It's not a placebo. It's not a game. This is the real formula that took 5 years to develop, 6 years to launch.
Our pledge at InfoWarsLife.com is to only bring you the very best research products. That's why we've only put out 3 in the last 8 months. We could have 100 out right now. We've got several others in the pipeline, but it's very hard to get the raw ingredients. In fact, we've sold out of Supermel Vitality already once and had to wait a month until we got more of the raw wet herbs. That's its secret. That's why it's so powerful. Now, I'll be honest with you. I just know it works. I don't understand how it all works. You need to go to InfoWarsLife.com. You can see informational videos with Dr. Group and others breaking it down scientifically. You can see all the write-ups and the ingredients and all the information at InfoWarsLife.com. And again, this has not been evaluated by the FDA, and we are not saying that it is a drug. It is simply a supplement that we have developed that has given me amazing, amazing results. And by purchasing it, you do support the First Amendment and our broadcast. Again, I want to thank Shane Steiner and Anthony Uciardi for their great work with Supermel Vitality. And until 5 weeks from now, have a great time and happy weightlifting, Shane.
Thank you.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, now you can watch the Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, again, that's Super Male Vitality. And if you want to see the effect on Shane Steiner, you can watch that commercial live now at InfoWars. And we've been taking calls on CPAC and what people see the politicians there saying. And we've had Hector in New Jersey waiting for quite some time. Hector, would you like to weigh in on what you think about what you've seen at CPAC?
Yes, how you doing? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you for waiting.
Okay, thanks a lot. Well, first of all, I think we need to stop worrying about the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. All right? We need to get together here, rally around every government office there is, around every FEMA camp there is, and demand that these people be impeached and arrested. We need to shut this country down and go to them before they come to us, because it might be too late already.
Yes, I agree with you. And that was one of the things, as I mentioned before, you know, when Ted Cruz came out and he said, I want you all to turn on your phones because I want Obama to hear every word of that. And everybody laughed. And it's like, you know, I know that you don't want to be super serious all the time. But if you're in the situation where you can still laugh about that, you don't understand the importance and the seriousness of that. People need to get angry. I can hear the anger in your voice. I know you waited a long time to say that. People need to understand where we are and how much worse this is going to get if we don't roll this back.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think we just need to set a deadline right now. We ain't got much time. Let's say April 1st. Everybody go to the nearest FEMA camp, to the nearest government agency. Let's close this country down and let's demand their impeachments and their arrest. That's the only way to start. That's the only way we're going to defend ourselves is by attacking them first before they attack us.
It's amazing when you see the inaction in Congress. And that was one of the things in the long interview that we aired last hour with Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson. That was one of the things he commented on. It's like he was absolutely amazed at how passive the Republicans have been. Now, of course, the Democrats, you can kind of excuse that in some way by saying, well, it's their own party or whatever, this because of partisanness. There have been, to be fair, there have been some Democrats who have pushed back against the surveillance state, and good for them. They've got integrity, just like there have been Republicans who have opposed the Patriot Act when George Bush was in charge. We need to notice those people who will stand against party loyalty, who value the rule of law, who value the Constitution, over their partisan party politics, and we need to note those people in both parties and support them, whoever they are. You know, Hector, I'm looking at this article today that is on InfoWars from Mikhail Thalen, talking about a Massachusetts man charged with wiretapping for filming the police in public. This is the same state that just earlier this week the court said it's okay to shoot upskirts in Massachusetts. That's not a problem. But if you shoot a cop when he's cursing and he knows that you're shooting him, they charge you with wiretapping as if you're doing something secretive. You know, wiretapping is what Piers Morgan did. That's not what this guy was doing. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even though sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's GetSimpliSafe.com.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
Welcome back for this last segment of the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking about CPAC and what the Republican politicians have been saying. Where is the soul of the Republican Party going to be this next election? Are they even going to have a soul? We'll see. Stay tuned. But, you know, here's a hopeful piece of news. This comes from the Weekly Standard. And they reported yesterday that there's a bill to make the fine for violating the individual mandate of Obamacare $0. That's right. Make that fine $0. And it passed by 90 votes. Now, it was all the Republicans and 27 Democrats. It's starting to catch on. You know, there were no Republicans who voted for Obamacare. So that's 27 votes more to make the fine $0 from the Democrats. There was only one Republican who was against it. That's Paul Brown of Georgia. Hey, people in Georgia, get that guy out of there. If he wants to fine people, if he thinks that he's got a right to fine people to dictate what kind of health insurance you're going to have, and to fine you if you don't do it, and to use the IRS against you if you don't have it, get Paul Brown out of Georgia. We don't need people like him pretending to be in a party that is for individual choice or limited government. Certainly doesn't belong there. But the good news is that 27 Democrats are voting to take this out. And, of course, Obama just willy-nilly amends the Obamacare Act as he wishes with one executive order after the other because, of course, he's the dictator and he has a pen and he has a phone. I want to go now to another caller, Luke in Vietnam. You're on hold. Want to talk about CPAC, things that you see there?
I'm not about CPAC, about something you mentioned on last Friday's show about a man, I think it was from Maryland, who had done an FOI after receiving a letter about a gun grab and was threatened with prosecution. I want to tell your listeners that there is actually a legal framework for prosecuting people who do FOIs in Australia.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, it's Section 60C of the New South Wales Crimes Act, crime of obtaining true personal information on a law enforcement officer, which I like to add incriminates. And believe it or not, there's even a Piers Morgan tie-in to this.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
He's a poster child for why. You know, that was the thing. You know, you look at this case in Massachusetts where this guy, a 51-year-old guy, hears a cop across the street. I think I didn't look at the video, but reading the description, the article, he sees this cop or hears this cop swearing. And he yells out to the cop, you know, stop the language. And he holds up the phone and starts videotaping him. They arrested this guy. He comes over to him, starts cursing on the phone, arrests him, charges him with wiretapping because he filmed the police in public. And, of course, they erase the video so that you don't see it. But that's not wiretapping. The government is telling everybody that there's no anticipation of any privacy for anything that you do in public. But, of course, don't try to film any government actor doing something in public. Wiretapping is what Piers Morgan did in the UK with his newspaper, where you actually eavesdrop on people. You actually go in and tap into their phone and listen to them. That's what our government does to people with the NSA all the time. But you're saying that they've tied in a request. If you get a FOIA request in Australia, that you can be up for criminal charges?
5 years jail under Australia's rarest crime, according to the New South Wales Bureau of Customs Statistics. I did a custom query. Two convictions before me, 100% conviction rate, no case law. We don't even know the welfare of the people accused of this law. And the tie-in to Piers Morgan is he actually wrote an article about the officer that I'm accused of obtaining the personal information on. It's in the UK Mirror. Well, I didn't write it. He was the editor of the UK Mirror at the time. And it's called Boosted by a Lesbian Tiff. You can actually get 5 years jail for knowing you're a victim of reverse discrimination, crime of knowing the sexual preference of a law enforcement officer.
Wow, that's pretty outrageous. But that's exactly what we see all the time. We see the government coming after whistleblowers when somebody points out something that they've done wrong. Instead of a mea culpa, instead of adjusting their behavior, they just double down and persecute the individual. Well, that's it for today's show. We're going to be back on Sunday. Don't forget to change your clocks. We go into daylight savings time here in the States. And for those of you who are listening abroad, keep that in mind.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.